Hola, bienvenidos a All Spanish. Welcome to All Spanish. Soy Romina, tu profesora de español.
In this video, we'll learn how to pronounce each letter of the Spanish alphabet. Get ready to speak a lot, as I will be asking you to repeat after me words throughout this video. Try not to focus in the meaning of the words. Instead, just try to focus in the pronunciation. We'll start with the vowels and then we'll continue with the consonants. Las vocales, the vowels. There are five vowels in Spanish. A, E, I, O, U. Please repeat after me. A, A, E, E, I, I, O, O, U, U. Let's practice with some examples. Ana, Ana. Nene, Nene. Día, Día. Hola, Hola. Uno, Uno. The vowels always sound the same regardless of their position in a word. As you might have noticed in the first couple examples, Ana and Nene, both vowels A and E remain the same at the beginning and at the end of the word. La tilde, the greeting accent. The greeting accent is a little line that we place on top of the vowels when writing, as you can see on screen. You can of course only find it in greeting words, and it shows where to place the stress in a word. For example, perdón. Repeat. Perdón. Perdón. Now, regarding when you're supposed to grate it and when not, don't worry too much about it. The rules are a little bit complicated. For the time being, all you need to know is that whenever you see a vowel with a stress mark on top, you should focus all the stress of the word in that particular vowel. It is important to stress a word correctly, as it sometimes can change the meaning of a word. For example, the word papa means potato or pope, against papa, which means dad. Let's repeat these two last words. Papa, 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 papa. Las consonantes, the consonants. B is pronounced as in boat. In Spanish, this sound can be written both with B for Bob and B for Victor. So these two letters are pronounced in the same way. Let's practice. Beber. Beber. Vivir. Vivir. See? No difference at all. Something similar happens with K before any vowel, C before A, O, and U, and Q, U, E, Q, U, I. All these letters are pronounced as in cat. For example, kiosco, kiosco, casa, casa, queso, queso. Please keep in mind that when you see the combination of letters to the right of the screen, Q, U, E, Q, U, I, you don't have to pronounce the U. Think of it like a silent U. So in the word queso, we don't say queso. It's que, queso. Repeat, queso. queso. CH is pronounced as in church, cha, church. For example, muchacha, muchacha. D is pronounced as in the. I'm talking about the English article, the, that is placed before nouns. For example, de nada, de nada. F is pronounced as in Philip. For example, teléfono, teléfono. The following letters have the same sound. G before A, O and U, and G, U, E, G, U, I. All of them are pronounced as in game. For example, gato, gato. Guitarra, guitarra. Please remember not to pronounce the U in G-U-E and G-U-I. The last example is not guitarra or guitarra, it's guitarra. Guitarra. The letters J and G before E and I have the same sound. Both are pronounced as in Harry, ha, but just a little stronger, particularly if you're in Spain. For example, Japón, Japón. Gente, gente. The letter H has no sound in Spanish. For example, hola, hola. Most English speakers sometimes can't help old habits and they will say hola. Just try and remember that H is silent. Just pretend as if it wasn't there. L is very similar in English. It's pronounced as in lemon. For example, leche, leche. So that's for a single L. But when you see a double L, depending on whereabout you are, it can be pronounced as yes, ye, yes, or shame. The same thing applies for Y. Double L and Y have the same sound. In Mexico, Cuba, Spain, and Colombia, these are pronounced as yes. For example, me llamo Ana. Me llamo Ana. Yo. 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 But if you are traveling in South America, in countries like Argentina or Uruguay, they will be the same as in shame. For example, me llamo Ana. Me llamo Ana. Yo, yo. Now, whenever you see Y by itself in between words, it's pronounced as the vowel I, E. For example, María y yo. María y yo. So this is only when it's by itself. In these cases, it means and. So we just say Maria and I. That's only when it's by itself. If it's in a word, you have to pronounce it as in yes or shame, as we explained before, depending on which country you are. Okay, let's continue. M is similar in English as well. It's pronounced as milk. For example, mama. Mama. Have you noticed that in this example there is a tilde or greeting accent? We have to place a stress by the end of the word, otherwise you will be saying mamma as Italians would. N as in nanny. For example, nombre. Nombre. Okay, this letter is called ñ in Spanish. You will not find it in any other language. It's unique to Spanish. But don't be scared, it's really easy to say it right. It's as in the word onion, but more nasal. For example, mañana. Mañana. P is pronounced as in pen. For example, pasaje. Pasaje. A simple R can be pronounced in two different ways depending on its location in a word. It will be a strong R, R, in the beginning of a word and after N, L, or S. It will be a soft R in any other position, that is, when it's not in the beginning of a word or after N, L, or S. For example, pero. Pero, comer, comer, respuesta, respuesta. Next is double R, which is always strong or trill. For example, perro. Perro. So double R has the same sound as a simple R in the beginning of a word and after N, L, or S. Don't worry if you struggle a little bit with the sound, as it's perfectly normal for students, particularly for those that speak English. Just try your best. Spanish speakers will understand you just fine and they will probably find your accent cute, so don't give up. The following letters will be pronounced differently if you are in Latin America or if you are in Spain. We are talking about S, C before E or I, and Z. If you are in Latin America, all three of them are pronounced as in cigarette. For example, lo siento. Lo siento. Ciudad, ciudad, zapato, zapato. But if you are in Spain, S is pronounced as zebra, z. So our first example would be lo siento, lo siento. C-E and C-I are just as before, as in cigarette. Ciudad. Ciudad. And Z is as the English word thin. Back to our last example here, please repeat after me. Zapato. Zapato. Now, which pronunciation should you practice? Of course, it will depend on your personal preferences. If you're learning Spanish because your partner's family is from Spain, then maybe it will be a good idea to focus in Spanish from Spain. However, if you are planning to work in Colombia for a year, then of course you will be better off learning Latin Spanish. You can choose whichever, as people from both Latin America and Spain will understand you just fine. When it comes to pronunciation, there aren't that many other significant differences. Moving on, we have T, which is pronounced as in tomato, but less explosive. For example, tren. Tren. W is pronounced as in English. For example, waflera. Waflera. Some people, though, pronounce this one as in game. G, game. So it wouldn't be different to G A G O G U G U E G U I. Back to our example, gaflera. Gaflera. Last but not least, X. This one is the same as in English as well. For example, excelente. Excelente. Well done, guys. We have gone through all the Spanish pronunciation rules. I recommend you to go back a few times in this video to practice until you get the hang of it. Once you feel comfortable, you can continue with the next videos.
Muchas gracias. Nos vemos en la próxima clase. See you next class.